So, Maria, do you and your co-editors have any plans for maybe a follow-up to this book?
We will need multiple lives to articulate all of our plans. We got lots of plans. We're never short on those. The book was definitely a labor of love. It was begun, and I think 2014 is when we put out the call, you know, for folks to submit essays. I would absolutely love to continue some of the digital work that I'm doing because I think it reaches a pretty broad audience. You know, one of the things that I would love to do is create, you know, some digital storytelling projects around some of the mujeres that are featured in the book. We can reach a very broad audience if we have sites dedicated to folks like Alicia Escalante, Ana Nieto Gomez, Marta Cotera, where they can weave their stories in with the documentary evidence of their activities, I think would be fantastic. You know, we've wanted to do a oral history project, Dion and I, and possibly Maylee, because we have collected so many oral histories. The Chicana Por Mis Raza project has, I think, something like 120 oral histories, and we still have to do more. I'm coming for you, Norma.
Not me, Norma Cantu, yeah.
Norma Cantu, yes. All the Normas. There's also Norma Larcón. You know, Chicana Por Mis Raza really does need to begin to look. We started with women who were very active in the 1960s and early 1970s, but our next push is to interview those women like Norma and many others who were involved in really establishing Chicana feminist studies in the academy. And that story, nobody's really written about it, and it has to be told. It is fascinating.